Hello and welcome from sunny Cork, the Riviera of the south of Ireland, where we have nothing but sunshine and great vistas, etc. But my heart goes out today on the 19th day of February 2014 to a man in Scotland, known infamously and famously and lovingly as McColgan. I mean, I've just listened to him and I feel like rushing to Scotland, getting on the, you know, getting in the first curricle and, you know, pushing myself out of Cork Harbour onto the sea and floating like the ancient monks to Iona and, you know, swimming ashore and heading for the, wherever it is, the lowlands or wherever McColgan is actually based. I never fully got my head around where he is, you know, though I've probably been told 100 times. To sort of wrap the man in warmth and affection. I mean, oh my God, I've never heard him in such a apologetic mood, you know, such a practically apologizing for being a voice even, you know. And I speak all this with amazing kindness, or at least with, you know, bucket loads of kindness. Because to think that dear old Mac couldn't get his head around who he could interview. And I thought to myself, Mac, why couldn't you do it? And of course, it's absolutely the case. There are things, I couldn't tell you how many things I have said in my life. I couldn't do that. It's a bit like, you know, I couldn't pick up that place. I've been in that place where I couldn't pick up a place. It was all too much, all too hard. But I thought, oh my God. And then I thought, oh shit, I've got to interview somebody. Day 19... Mac says, I've got to go and interview somebody. Now, it wasn't, to be fair to this, it wasn't McColgan's idea that I interview anybody. And since he didn't interview anybody, it certainly wasn't him who put it on the table. It was that wretched imp, Sire GB, who's said, you've got to go and interview somebody. I haven't heard Sire GB interview anybody ever in my life, you know. So it'll be very interesting to see what he puts up on day 19. You know, think he thinks up the very best titles. I think it's wonderful. And I said to myself, oh, what am I going to do? You know, I think now I've started. So I thought, well, look, I'm going to go into a cafe now, a fancy cup of tea, and I'm going to interview the first owner of a cafe that I meet. And I'm going to just get him, and I'm going to interview him. I'm sure he's actually a star of Audioboo, although none of you will know this. He's a star because of all the Audioboos I've made. This man in this cafe, the owner of this cafe, our short conversation, which was abruptly finished and may have been truncated by somebody else, is actually the Audioboo, which is my most popular one of all. I think it's been listened to. Well, I don't want to exaggerate. I mean, I don't want to claim anymore, but it's certainly been listened to more than 3,000, and I think close on more than 4,000 times. But I'm not sure. I have to double check that. Anyway, I'm going to see if I can get a word with the man himself. And if he's not here, then I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll interview myself. Hello.
How are you?
Could I have a cup of tea?
A fruit tea?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very tea.
Is John about?
He's upstairs on the phone at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah, he'll be back somewhere.
Will he be down again?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll have a berry tea. Yeah, that'd be lovely. That'd be great. Thanks a million. Okay, so he's upstairs. I'm going to sit in the corner here. I'm going to try and get a word with him, but I'll pause the audio brief while this is happening. Okay, well, look, the man has been good enough to come to the table. John McCarthy. Are you one of the McCarthys from Cork?
Yes, I am.
There are a few others of you, aren't there?
There's a few around, actually. Yeah? It's a very popular name down here in Cork. But,
is there any name in Cork more popular than McCarthy?
Might be O'Sullivan, but I think McCarthy's probably the stronger one of the two. But McCarthy's originally came from Kanturk. That's where their castle is, in up in near Kanturk. So up around that area is very strong. That's where I'm close to as well. I'm from Newmarket. It's only about 8 miles from Kanturk, so that part of the world. So we're very proud that we were kings of the Munster.
This is Middle Cork, isn't it?
North Cork, north and near Limerick, I would consider that. Okay. We're originally the kings of Munster, and I, in my own view, I think we still are.
So were you continuously at war with the O'Briens?
No, we just held our own part, and the O'Briens held their own part up around Clare and Limerick, and we were just the dominant force in the middle.
But tell me, look, I don't want to keep you now, you're in a hurry, but to what do you attribute the fact that you and I, when we did this short little 4 minute audio boo, after Eamon Gilmore had left, after John Gilroy had gone after him, after, what's her name, the minister, Kathleen Lynch, after they'd all left, and we were sitting here and there were only chairs being stacked up.
That's all.
How could that possibly be? The audio I've made on audio,
not
listen
sure.
to most.
Not too sure. Was it mistaken identity or not? I'm not too sure. Can't say for sure. Maybe it's a combination of your skills on the internet, your interview skills.
No, I've done loads of audios. None of them have been listened to as often as the one that you're in.
How many did it go up to? How high did it go up?
I think it's about 4,500 or something.
Thousand,
I mean, it's, they're that's more people than the whole of Glenmire.
Maybe it's just they want us to listen to the King's the Munster again. Maybe that was it.
Now, the O'Mahonys are right down on the...
down the list, far down the list.
Down on the coast, really.
Right, are they?
Hanging coast off the
of,
end of a peninsula.
The coast of?
Cork.
Is it okay,
oh,
right,
God, yeah. Yeah, right, yeah. Okay, right. Down off one of those peninsulas in West Cork.
Right, okay.
Not Kerry.
Right, okay. No, there's a few back in Kerry. There's a few that an O'Mahony plays for on the Kerry team at the moment. Aidan O'Mahony, but I'm sure he's from North Kerry as far as I know. But the O'Mahony name wouldn't be as strong, but certainly I just didn't realise that he was down in that part of West Cork. But so I hope I've answered some of your questions. Yeah.
Well, if this one is listened to 4,500 times, I will know for sure that you're the star, you know, and John, you should be changing your career. Look, you better go off, because goddamn, you're very busy.
Okay, Paul, thanks.
Good luck. Thanks a million.
Cheers.
There we are.